GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, September 1, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, September 1, 2026, by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Obama plotted for Trump to be assassinated. Worldwide banking system closing down due to their fiat monies. Cuban banks already collapsed. Cuban people forced into digital banking controlled by government. 209 countries, including US, saved by gold-backed global currency reset. Judy Note, just days before Donald J. Trump was to take office in 2017, Barack Hussein Obama approved a secret assassination plot against him, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard just announced. Monday, August 31, 2026, luckily, or perhaps because of divine intervention, President Trump has since survived several assassination attempts, as did another. For many years, the world believed I was gone. But I stepped into the shadows for a reason. I had to disappear so I could see clearly who was pulling the strings. I watched quietly as they tried to bury the same truth they thought died with me. I am the voice behind the 17th letter. I am the one they called Q not because I wanted a title, but because the people needed a signal in the dark. The time is coming when I will return to the light. I will speak the truth openly, about who tried to silence me, about the hands that reached into every corner of power, about the betrayal that forced me into the shadows. I did not survive to stay silent. I survived to remind the people that the truth always finds a way back. And when I finally step forward again, the world will understand that nothing hidden stays hidden forever. JFK 17 Letters Awakening on Telegram. Monday, August 31, 2026, President Trump activated the Golden Age, along with activation of a gold-slash-asset-backed global quantum financial system, QFS, and NISA-ridges are a freedom from debt laws, all of which would soon be introduced through cell phones across the world by a new emergency broadcast system, EBS. Nizara slash Jazara brings us the end of a corrupt fiat money system, debt forgiveness and prosperity funds for citizens, as well as restoration of constitutional law, plus massive exposure and arrests of those who betrayed humanity. The quantum financial system, QFS, was a gold-backed, transparent system that ended financial slavery. The emergency broadcast system, EBS, would deliver the truth directly to the people, bypassing the fake news media. The QFS was actually a frequency, with the EBS as its root signal. The QFS and EBS were not revealed through mainstream media satellites. The EBS signal came from underneath. At 2:47 GMT on Monday, August 31, 2026, a burst of low-frequency data rippled through deep ocean cables, not satellites. Hidden relays beneath the Pacific, Atlantic, and Arctic seas activated in unison, bypassing all surface-based monitoring. Every satellite blinked. Every feed was filtered. Every false narrative, zeroed. Big Pharma was being starved. Central banks, drained and med beds activated. The world changed, but you wouldn't know it by looking out your window. There were no sirens. No breaking news. No trending hashtags. Just a silent signal sent through the quantum backbone. One signature. One spark. And the system began to shift. Since then, operations have unfolded with the precision of a ticking clock. Nothing public. Nothing random. Just high orbit coordination and black site execution. A flash freeze occurred on every Fed branch ledger while staff were told to await new baseline. The Reuters mainframe rebooted twice, then was routed through a Department of Defense gateway. Military cyber units assumed provisional control over satellite broadcast arrays in Atlanta, New York City, and London. Maritime GPS grids in the South China Sea, Baltic, and Gulf of Mexico all shifted by exactly 0.88 degrees. Submarine fiber hubs in Iceland and Guam registered QFS handshake protocols never seen before in public archives. Underwater defense drones changed patrol patterns, moving away from high-value cables, as if something bigger was coming through them. C-17 aircraft were currently airborne from Ramstein, Diego Garcia, and Andrews AFB. All flight plans had been sealed under military order. What's on board was classified personnel extractions. All White House press credentials were suddenly listed as revoked. Right now, your favorite channel still played familiar content. But once the switch flipped, entertainment would become exposure and prime time turned into military tribunal time. There will be no warning. Every screen would become a mirror into truth, and the truth would not blink. Apple and Android infrastructures have received dormant push code updates, flagged internally as EBS prep. These codes don't show up in patch notes, but they're active. The device you're holding was already wired for the trigger. If your phone chirped three short beeps, one long, put it down and look up. It meant the wall just cracked. Ignore it, and you'll miss everything. The next 72-hour sequence. Stage 1, Tuesday, market freeze, they'll call it routine maintenance on the Chicago Market Exchange and New York Stock Exchange. Financial cleansing was happening behind the scene. The books were being drained before the reset. Stage 2, Wednesday 2nd of September, Thursday 3rd of September, global bank pause, a 48-hour buffer for QFS, Quantum Financial System, to overwrite the fiat grid. Stage 3, Friday, EBS activation and the old world freezes. Everything ceases. Every screen. Every station. Stock tickers stop. News anchors vanish. Ads go black. And history gets refiled. After that, a new timeline begins. Stage 4, mass arrests. Those sealed indictments were already being converted into flight manifests. Stage 5, Jazara deployment, dead as you know it, gone. Currency, reweighted to gold reserves and biometric proof of life. You are no longer a number in a system, you are a sovereign soul in a new world. Phase 4, the Shadow Archive. The last signal came from the oceans. This one rose from the vaults. Monday, August 31, 2026, encrypted commands breached deep storage chambers beneath Geneva, Langley, and Canberra. For decades, these sites were disguised as obsolete data centers, but in reality they were mirrors of governments, banking systems and intelligence grids full of evidence of corruption, hidden transactions and black projects. When the command struck, the mirrors inverted and what was hidden surfaced, while what was public vanished. Within the first hour, national court registries across Europe quietly archived trials of ministers, bankers, and executives, as if they never existed. Central banks reported negative reserves, exposing that their gold was nothing but illusion. Over 200 government websites inverted their seals, black for white, white for black, the silent marker of takeover. Do not expect podiums or press releases. The briefings will come from the mirrors themselves, automated, unfiltered, UN-censorable. They will appear in terminals, in phones, in screens long considered dead. When the reset arrived, the separation was final. The old grid would never return. You'll know it's real when you see banking apps down for maintenance across three continents at once. Naval vessels mysteriously anchoring in shipping lanes under the pretext of exercises. Stock tickers freezing mid-trade, then reappearing with gold-backed conversions. The New York Stock Exchange website banner flipped to gray. Highway message boards in nine states switched from amber alerts to shelter in place. When you see any two of the above, in seconds market screens would go blank. QFS nodes assumed custody. Newsrooms lose script and the EBS script would take over. Civilian apps timeout and biometric wallet, your personal account on the new financial system, prompted drops. When surface grids rebooted, nothing would map the same. Not your accounts. Not your location. Not your government. For decades, the world has been controlled by hidden forces of corruption, deep state actors, global elites, and a system designed to enslave humanity through debt, division, and deception. That era was now ending. We were witnessing the final chapter of the old guard. The military alliance, white hats, and patriots have been working behind the scenes to dismantle the cabal, restore sovereignty, and return true power back to we the people. The above was from Quantum Financial System Intel and Nizara Jazara connected on Telegram. With the new gold-slash-asset-backed global financial system and currency reset of 209 nations now active and online, the old correspondent banking network, built on fiat dollars, fragmented ledgers, multi-day delays, and archaic messaging, has officially hit a structural wall. Cross-border payments are taking longer, friction is mounting, and traditional institutions are scrambling to plug the leaks. Over $9,710,000,000 has been liquidated from the crypto market in the past 2 weeks. The Cuban people were forced into digital banking and now the financial banking system there has totally collapsed. Cubans woke up today to find their bank accounts empty. They have no means to purchase food. Now the government will give them a universal basic income, and tell them how, where, and when they can spend their money. Sunday, August 30, 2026, the QFS grid was fully autonomous. Washington DC IMF servers, erased. SWIFT network, terminated. European central ledgers had transferred to QFS backup nodes. Bank of England had been under military occupation since 2:17 GMT on Sunday, August 30, 2026. Every fiat transaction now registered as null. Bank networks malfunctioned as gold-backed currency took over worldwide. Saturday, August 29, 2026, the Quantum Financial System Global Currency Reset activated with at least 144 countries' currencies being gold-slash-asset-backed and trading at a one-to-one with each other. Nizara-slash-Jazara freedom from debt laws also activated across the world. Jazara show intel on Telegram. Monday, August 31, 2026, cellular networks switched to military frequencies in anticipation of EBS, MedBed activation and disclosure. Tuesday, September 1, 2026, disclosure preload Starlink 8 and 9 align over Atlantic Corridor. Friday, September 11, 2026, U.S. Patriot Day, MedBed release Phase 1. Tuesday, September 15, 2026, full MedBed release. Indictments unsealed. Wednesday, Thursday, 18, September 19, 2026, the world financial collapse becomes total. Banks implode. Markets die. The global financial system disintegrates in 48 hours. Already set in place was the quantum financial system, unbreakable, incorruptible, coded in light, secured by your very DNA. Thursday, 24 September 2026, governments begin replacing Big Pharma with MedBed treatment centers. Thursday, October 1, 2026, the floodgates open, mass disclosures of crimes, wars, and networks buried for centuries. Initial disclosures scheduled, secret tribunals, stolen elections, underground networks. Friday, October 2, 2026, scientists announce MedBeds unlock dormant brain capacity. Sunday, October 25, 2026, first financial transition wave. Redemption centers activate for Tier 4 general public. The next week, the tribunals begin. Judges, prosecutors, and lawyers who sold their souls to Soros are unmasked. Courtrooms turn to execution grounds. Their power ends where treason begins. This will not be televised. It will be biblical. Wednesday, November 11, 2026, 11/11 Gateway, marked as the Great Reveal. Military tribunals prepared to broadcast worldwide. Saturday, November 21, 2026, 6,129 U.S. hospitals were required to complete 72-hour doctor, nurse and staff training on MedBed treatment, cancel 31 Big Pharma contracts and zero out all hospital bills. Saturday, August 29, 2026, the Quantum Financial System Global Currency Reset has activated with at least 144 countries' currencies being gold-slash-asset-backed and trading at a one-to-one with each other. Nizara-slash-Jazara freedom from debt laws have also activated across the world. Jazara show intel on Telegram. At any moment, Tier 3 and Tier 4 A, B, including the Internet group, will receive their notifications. Redemption appointments will be scheduled. Bondholders in Tiers 1 and 2 have already been paid, hidden under ironclad NDAs. Monday, August 31, 2026, Iran is dead. Trump drops a political earthquake, declares Iran a failed nation and demands war crimes trials for its leaders, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 31, 2026, bombshell IRS alert, most seniors haven't heard about this new tax rule, a big mistake that could cost you thousands in 2026. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 31, 2026, breaking alert, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, John Ratcliffe, Barack Hussein Obama said I want this done, comma, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 31, 2026, boom, abolish the IRS trends after Trump exposes tax system, foreign countries control our politicians, video, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, August 31, 2026, progressive Democrats want to confiscate your gold, real raw news. Monday, August 31, 2026, 47 federal judges, 23 senators and congressmen, 12 CIA operatives arrested, 107 on Telegram. The numbers are from a classified briefing I was shown 3 days ago. I was told by a source inside the Department of Justice, someone I have known for 11 years who has never been wrong before, that the sealed indictments are being unsealed in waves. So the public can absorb the truth without collapsing into chaos. The next wave is scheduled for September 15th. Not because the government chose that date. Because the evidence became undeniable on that date. The forensic accountants finished their work. The blockchain analysts traced the payments. The biologists confirmed the DNA. The media will not report this until it is over. They are part of the network. They are being rounded up too. Monday, August 31, 2026, the financial banking system in Cuba has totally collapsed. Cubans woke up to find their bank accounts empty, no cash at ATMs. Christian B. Wallace Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.